Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, after a sixth night of loyalist rioting, which saw a bus set alight in East Belfast and the British Northern Ireland Secretary Brendan Lewis flying into the province this afternoon for emergency talks with political leaders, the Stormont Assembly was reconvened to discuss the issue. While transport unions protested outside Belfast City Hall at the danger posed to their members, 55 police officers have so far been injured in the violence. Well, for the latest in all of this, I'm joined now by crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, Alison Mars. Alison, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Can you tell us what is the latest?
Well, we know that the Assembly had an emergency recall this morning. They released a statement condemning the violence. And RUR show these days of unity. They joined together and agreed a form of words. There has been condemnation, and the condemnation today has been much more sort of unequivocal compared to what we were saying during the week. What happened last night, you know, as a result of what protests that were advertised on social media sites, is that, you know, dozens of young people gathered in Interface between the Shankill and the Springfield Road area of West Belfast. That resulted in clashes that went on late into the night. It's the first time these riots, which have been going on in sort of spread out geographical areas, have involved sectarian violence. Up until now, it's been clashes against between the PSNI and loyalist protesters. A bus was burnt. You know, it was scenes that the police had said that hadn't been rioting like it many years. It was someone who's been reporting in this place for over 20 years. I haven't seen anything like that in some considerable years. And I suppose that what was mentioned during the Assembly debate today by the Justice Minister was the depressingly young age of some of those involved and the disturbances, you know, people as young as 12 and 13 years of age. You know, these are children that were intended to have been born into a much more peaceful world than the one they appear to be occupying.
So then, given, as you say, this the age of some of the people involved, is it any clearer at this point who is behind the riots, who's organising it?
Depending on the area, we'll find that, you know, there are paramilitary groups behind a lot of these attacks. That changes depending on where the geographical area the attacks occur or the protests occur. So on the Shankill, there is talk that there was UVF involvement in orchestrating those young people and directing them. But once something like that happens and once those protests take place, especially at very volatile interviews, it's very difficult for anyone to control what happens then after that. And that's what we've seen. So a lot of social media sites have appeared over the past week, brand new sites that never existed before, which are advertising these protests, moving them from out of loyalist areas to interfaces where there's a really high chance that they're going to end in violence. And that has all been seen as almost the grooming of these young people, you know, and bringing them to a place where it's almost inevitable that violence will occur. And two of the people who were charged in relation to the violence last week at Sandy Row were aged 13 and 14, who did appear before the youth court. I mean, that in itself, I think, is scary and terrifying when you think about, you know, exactly what those children were meant to live a different life than I lived. You know, they were meant to live a life in peace.
And yes, your own front page story in the Belfast Telegraph this morning appeared over the photo of that burnt out bus that you mentioned on the Shankill, and the headline read, "No End in Sight." Given we hear a stronger message coming from Stormont this afternoon, do you still believe that's the case, or where do you see this going?
What we have heard is that loyalist bands are preparing to hold band parades over the weekend. Usually they would have to be notified to the Parades Commission. They're saying they're not going to cooperate with the Parades Commission or the police, that these band parades will pop up and no one will know quite where they're going to pop up and when. That's fine if people want to protest in that way, as long as that remains peaceful and doesn't cause disturbances. The problem with those kind of events is if you bring a band out onto the street, that comes with, you know, hundreds of followers who potentially follow behind it, and that's when the problems occur. And I know police are very concerned about that. Just 2 weeks ago, long before this started, I was reporting in the Belfast Telegraph that loyalist groups were withdrawing their support for the community police. So when events like that take place during the summer months, be they bonfires or parades, there's local consultation with the police to ensure that there's traffic control, to ensure that it's carried out in a safe way, to ensure that it's not brought near volatile interface areas. All of that stopped a few weeks ago, so there is the potential that we could have more violence over the weekend. What has changed, I suppose, is the language being used by the politicians, because up until now we heard some very unhelpful language being used, specifically from political unionism, who were accusing, saying that the chief constable should resign, that his position was untenable. This was linked to the decision by the prosecution service not to prosecute any members of Sinn Féin in relation to the Bobbin Story funeral last June. But in the minds of very impressionable young people, people who are already quite disengaged from society, those utterances have been seen almost as justification, as seeing the PSNR as the enemy. And we've had over 50 police officers injured in the last week. I mean, that's quite an astonishing number. So hopefully we have seen more unity of purpose among the politicians, and that will hopefully help. But it means, you know, we're in for a difficult few days here. So all will be revealed, I suppose, after tonight and tomorrow night.
All right. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Thank you very much for joining us with that update.